No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
What I want to talk to you about is the power of our words. The words that we use in everyday language, and especially now that you are in your, probably in your homes, quarantined, and your communications are often, sometimes less about work and more about what's going on in the world and what's going on in your home, in your life, as a result of being quarantined by the COVID-19 virus. There's an interesting thing I discovered a few years ago, and if you want to go back, I've actually, as you know, I've got over 500 jump starts that I have done over the years, and you can go to willbowenvideo.com. That's my YouTube channel, Will Bowen Video, and there's a shorter version of this in here, but I really want to get into this today because I think it's very important. He thinks I have it. Now watch this. I'm going to prove my point. The power of your words. Treat. You want a treat, Teddy? Oh, see, all of a sudden, that was mean, because I don't tell me I'm mean. I'll give him a treat as soon as we're done. But he knows the word. Our words direct our lives, and we forget about the power in our words. I met someone yesterday, and I don't want to be any more explicit than that, because I don't want to embarrass her. I don't think she watches. But nonetheless, I met somebody yesterday, and we were talking, and she says, "What do you do for a living?" We were socially distanced, wearing masks. And I said, I am the world authority on complaining, why we do it, what's wrong with it, and how to get ourselves and others to stop. I'm a motivational speaker and an author on that subject. And she said, "You know, I hate complainers. I don't understand. Why do people complain all the time? Everywhere you go, people are complaining." And I'm like, wow, you are speaking your reality with your words. She literally is in this bubble where she is one of those complainers and attracts complainers to herself, not realizing it because of her words. So today, I want to talk to you about the word abracadabra. Many times, a magician, and throughout years, I'm going to let him decide what he wants to do, what I thought. He wants to go back to the bed and get on the pillow. Abracadabra is not something new, and it's not just something that cheesy Las Vegas musicians say. Abracadabra. There is actually history in this word, and ancient history, and biblical history to boot. This is when I'm going to geek out and nerd out, and some of you are going to go, "Wow, that is so cool," and others are going to go, "Wow, that is just too much information." But this is what I find so interesting. The word abracadabra seems to have its roots in either Hebrew or Aramaic. Keep that in mind. Hebrew or Aramaic, or both. They're very closely related. Now, Aramaic is the language that Jesus spoke, even though he was an Israelite, which meant, you know, predominantly that was their language. He spoke Aramaic, okay? So Hebrew or Aramaic are the roots of abracadabra. It seems that abracadabra comes from Ab, father. If you look at throughout the Bible, we don't have time to go through it, but take some time. Ab means dad, father. Jesus said Abba, okay, father, daddy. Ab means father, okay, Ab. And then it comes to Ben means son. Father and son. So it literally means father and son. And then it's Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh. I worked on this. Ruach HaKodesh, which means Holy Spirit. So literally abracadabra, going back to Hebrew Aramaic roots, meant Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And back then it was an invocation to the Holy Trinity, which is interesting when you consider that the Holy Trinity wasn't even a thing until the Council of Jamnia in 89 or 90 CE. Anyway, the point is that back then, very likely in Jesus' time, word something like abracadabra, which would have been a combination of all three of those words put together would have been used by people to say, to speak magic into their world. And that's the point. We all speak magic into our world. I often think that God and religion is man's attempt to explain the magic in our world, the way that we are able to focus our attention on something and call it into being, or more important even, to speak it. And that's what's fascinating, because when you take those words in Hebrew and or Aramaic and you combine them in this way such that you get something very similar to abracadabra, it literally means, I wanted to get this correct, it is created with my words. Take that in a second. It is created with my words. My life, my world, my existence are created with my words. And you create them based on what you say. The challenge is most of us don't realize what we are saying. That's why the complaint-free bracelet is such a powerful idea. To put a bracelet on your wrist and every time you catch yourself complaining, because your words, it's like, one of my favorite book is Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. And in there, there's a line where he's talking about Augustus McCrae, one of the main characters. And he says, a thought passed through Augustus's mind, and so in typical Augustus fashion, it came straight out of his mouth. Now, the same thing happens for us. And what happens is a worry will come in and we will speak it. And speaking it, this is so important, friends, concretizes it. The founder of Unity, the denomination in which I'm ordained, says that the source of all power is in our throat. Once we speak something out into the world, we literally vibrate it. Our vocal cords work through vibrations, and we vibrate it out into the world. So when we claim something that is negative about ourselves, if we say, I am no good at something, I am bad at something, I just dropped my notes. That's not bad. That's a statement of fact. But whenever we say something negative or bad about our children, ourselves, our lives, our bodies, our jobs, whenever we affirm the negative, we manifest. And I want to tie all this together with another word that all of us know, and I would say all of us use, whether we use it in a spiritual context or we use it in a social context. And this is also a word with an interesting history in the Bible, and that's amen. Amen, okay? We end our prayers with amen. If we do pray, a lot of people say, you know, you're in my thoughts and prayers, and that's as far as it goes. You ever tell somebody you're in my thoughts and prayers, immediately say a prayer for that person. You believe in prayer, say a prayer. So we end our prayers with amen, or if somebody says something we agree in social media, I do this all the time, amen. Sometimes one of you will say, hey, you know, this is the da-da-da-da-da, and I'll go, amen. So we use that word all the time, but what does the word amen mean? Someone once said to me, I thought it meant over and out, God. No, not at all. The word amen literally means, and so it is. It's putting a postage stamp on the letter and sending it off, knowing that it's going to be returned in the form that you have asked for it or affirmed it for yourself. So it literally means, and so it is. So I want to tie abracadabra, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which also means, as I speak it, so it is, with, and so it is, and summarize all of this for you. And that is that, be very wary of your words, especially now if you are quarantined. Affirm health and prosperity for yourself. Affirm harmony for you and your children. Affirm that things are not only going to work out, but are even now working out. That's an important thing. In spirit, there is no time differential. There is no later. There is only now. So when you place yourself in it now, feel it now, you experience it now, and you begin to attract it now. So imagine, all right? Imagine that you don't have a magic wand, okay? Imagine I have a magic wand, right? And it's this pen here, right? So here's my magic wand. And I walk around and I listen to you on the phone. I listen to you, I read your social media posts. I read your texts. And whenever you write something about yourself that is negative, limiting, etc., I go, so it is. You'd go, oh no, wait, stop, stop, stop. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Bring it back. Bring it back. Well, never put it out there in the first place. Begin to develop the gap between your mind thinking it, especially if it's a negative thought, and your mouth uttering it. Because when you speak it, you concretize it, and it is in through that utterance that you attract people who think the same way, which then reinforces it in your own life. Abracadabra. It is, let me get it again, the literal translation, because I wanted to share that with you, and I keep tossing my notes down like a mic drop, you know, like I'm done. By the way, I've got a new monitor coming here that'll have my notes and everything. Oh, it's going to be fancy, and something's not going to work every single day, just as we have seen. Here it is. It is created with my words. Abracadabra. It is created with my words. I'm putting the power of God behind it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, if you believe the origin that abracadabra is believed to have. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and I'm putting the power of God behind it, and so it is. So, as you go through today, imagine that I'm literally following you around, or somebody's following you around with a pen or a magic wand, I beg your pardon, and they are using it, and anything you say, it's so it is. It's like in one of these Jim Carrey movies. You know, he speaks it and so it is. That's the power you already have in your life. You don't realize it and you're not using it consciously. You're using it sloppily. You are affirming things about yourself you don't want to be true. I'm not smart. I'm not attractive. I'm savvy. I'm not good with this, I'm not good with numbers, etc., etc., etc. Nobody comes out of the womb good at any of those things. You want to be better at those things? You learn how to be better at those things by doing those things. For many years, I affirmed that I was no good at keeping my accounting and all for my business. Now I do it all. And so far, it's working. And working well. So the same is true for you. So today, abracadabra, it is created with my words. What are you affirming about your life, your situation, the future once you go back to work or once things resume, your family, your children? What are you saying to people? And more importantly, what are you wanting to say? What are you wanting to experience? Who are you wanting to be? And begin to speak with as that kind of person, because that's how you get the life of that kind. So, before I catch up real quick, all of a sudden my OBS, there we go, which is my software I've told you all about. Before I do that, I want to real quick remind you about our Tumblr contest. This is going to run my lips slower than that, so let me just go in here and turn off. Oh, I see what it is. There it is. I'm going to turn me off so that you can hear me in time with the image you're seeing. I want to continue to invite you to share these daily jump starts, and you can win a Will Bowen tumbler. My apologies. I know that I've already been connecting with the person this morning, but because of technical difficulties, I wasn't able to get their name up for us. But I will tell you that we're averaging about 20 shares a day. Thank you so much. And I'm going to tell you, I'm changing the contest. It's my contest. I have a right to change it. Not only do I want you to change it, I share it, I love the comments that those of you who are making. So I'm picking the person who makes the best comments. When you share it, don't just share it. Tell your friends or family and friends and family why you think this is important, why you think this is good, and why you want them to be part of our online community. And that doesn't mean you have to write a paragraph. It means one sentence, you know? Will said this morning, it meant this to me. We'd love to have you at 8 o'clock in the morning. Watch this, whatever, all right? So please do share this, and we will continue to build our online community. And I've decided what I'm going to do is when we hit 50 shares in one day, you ready for this? This is a big offer, all right? When we hit 50 shares in one day, everyone who shares it and comments, okay, that's important. You have to put a comment in this thread saying that you shared it, else I can't find you, right? You have to share and say, I shared. Once you do that, if we hit 50 in one day, I'm going to send everyone a hand autographed copy of one of my books. In fact, I'm going to give you a choice of which one of my books you want in English, and I will send everybody an autographed copy of my book. The reason I'm doing this is I noticed that some of you shared one and you're no longer sharing. So I want to inspire everyone and get the people you share to share as well. So let me go back and read your comments real quick. Lorianne Carson says, hello. Denise says, I was thinking about the power of words this morning and grateful that I am learning, being to teach myself not to speak the voice of complaining, the complaining voice of my mind. Very good. Daniel, who was on day 8 or something, 13, I think. Daniel, part of our Complaint Free Life program. I think you like to follow Will Bowen, she says to Andriana Frina Mitchell. Very cool. Thank you. There's a great share right there. Daniel's with us. Lisa is here. Good morning. And Lisa, I don't remember. Isn't that terrible? Charlie says, assuming you are human, how do you catch yourself speaking a negative thought and turning it around? Charlie, two things. Number one, the complaint-free bracelet. It's the greatest tool I've ever seen anyone use. I'm grateful that I came up with it, but putting something on your wrist such that you try and catch the words as you come out, but you've got to make the commitment to try and catch them. It starts with the commitment first that you're going to catch what comes out of your mouth. And here's a key, and that's a great question, Charlie. That's why I like you all asking your questions. You want to throw in the word but. You say something negative, but. I'm going to make something up. Here's something. Teddy chewed up toilet paper yesterday, but that's the worst thing he does. It's my job to make sure he can't reach it, and I love him. Boom. To use the word but, I always say but is an erasure word. It erases what came before it. Use the word but, okay? Daniel Byrne says, good morning. Good morning to my friend Daniel. Cindy says, it is created with my word, strong message of unnoticed talent. Very cool. Yes. Denise says, I shared it. Awesome. That's how you win. Jeanette says, hi from Boston. Hi. Be careful what you say unless you want it to happen, says Mark. Very good. Yes. And Maria Williams Johnson says, shared. See, there you go. Happy to be another day. Thank you. I love your book, says Jeanette Cordoza. Cardozo, right? Wonderful. Thank you so much. And again, this is so odd how things are not quite working and syncing up, but I think we're back now to where they are. So listen, everybody. Oh, I'm excited. I have purchased the URL, Complaint Free Meditation. I have set up a private group. No, you cannot be part of it yet. I will tell you when you can and how you can for Complaint Free Meditation. I am going to start doing live, and then archived meditation every single day. I'm going to teach you all kinds of meditation. I'm going to teach you Zazen, which is seated meditation. I'm going to teach you Buddhist walking meditation. I'm going to teach you affirmation meditation. I'm going to teach you mantra meditation, breathing meditation. And I'm going to teach you every single day live so that this is all archived. And there are going to be hundreds of creative and spiritual visualization meditations that you'll be able to go back to. So I'm working out the technology, and as you can see, I'm still struggling with that. So anyway, I'm excited about that. Watch for more. I've even had a logo created for complaint-free meditation. Just got done, so I'm very excited. Keep your eyes and ears open for that. More to come. Denise says, so are you suggesting if I slip up and say something negative, the word but can help you reverse it? Yes, exactly. Because the thing is, when we say something negative, we usually say it, and then we go, oh man, I wish I hadn't said that. So we either get awkwardly quiet or we double down on the negative thing we said, hoping the other person is going to agree with us. What we want to do is instead go, but, and then correct and say something positive. Erase it. Use the word but as your eraser and then write something positive. But, okay? And is another word, but is a very good erasure word. I always have to be careful as a writer that but and are not interchangeable, right? Daniel knows. Daniel's an editor. Cynthia Barcher shared learning what is it behind a word. But abracadabra, very interesting. Thank you for that. Listen, everybody, I got to say goodbye. It's 8:30. This is when we're going to start doing our complaint-free meditation live. What we'll do is we'll jump right out of here and go into there. And actually, we're going to shorten the jump start so that I have time to make a little bit of time change, get my mindset, do a little background change, a few things. So look forward to that. Look forward to being with you. And I'm very excited to be testing. I'm going to test it out live this morning. I've already got a couple of sea monkeys that are going to jump on with me and give it a try. So I'm excited about that. Very honored. Blessed to be a part of your life. Teddy says goodbye. Remember, share. Once we hit 50 shares, you get an autographed copy of my book. But you got to keep sharing and you got to get everybody else to share, all right? I could spend money and get people watching this, and at some point I probably will. And occasionally I'll boost one. But I want you and your friends to be here. I want you to invite people whom you know this is going to be important for. Denise says, have to go to a Zoom meeting, and so do I. Bless you all. Everybody have a great day, and we will see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to talk about neighbors, about how best to get along with your neighbors when everybody is home. You want to talk about a word with an interesting origin? Tomorrow you're going to learn about neighbors. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Teddy says bye. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.